ABC Radio Australia.
We head to Papua New Guinea now, where many are struggling to access the internet weeks after the government ordered Starlink to shut down operations in the country. In mid-December, government said the company did not have a licence to operate in the country. It's been the subject of public debate. So on the line from Papua New Guinea to talk about this is East SEPIC Governor Alan Bird. That I say good morning and welcome to the show, Mr. Bird.
Good morning. My pleasure.
Yeah, appreciate your time this morning. I understand there are no official figures, right, on how many people use Starlink in PNG, but is it true the shutdown is causing distress for internet users across the country?
Oh, absolutely. Apparently, there's some 8,000 plus users who brought in their devices, I think mostly from Australia, given the very lax attitude that the PNG government and government institutions have towards entities like Starlink. So it's affecting a lot of people. In my province, I have a flying ambulance service that has been using these devices in very remote parts of the province to get communications up so that we can use it to fly, get information across so we can fly very serious people with serious medical conditions to the main hospital. So now that it's down, they're struggling. As an example of some of the adverse effects of this short-sighted decision.
That's unfortunate to hear. We look at the PNG government, though. They've said that Starlink does not have a license to operate in the country, right? But Starlink has told customers that it wants to provide internet once approvals are granted. So are you aware, Governor, about why Starlink is not getting a license to operate?
Well, it's a bit silly, really. We have the country's Ombudsman Commission, whose primary role under the Constitution is to manage corrupt and bad behavior by politicians and other leaders. Someone has secretly complained to the Ombudsman Commission, and it has taken the extraordinary step of going to court to prevent Starlink from getting a license, which is highly unusual, given that never once in our past 50-year history as a country has it been the ambit of the Ombudsman Commission to get involved in such things, which are, of course, purely commercial. And we have a state entity, which is the regulator, called NICTA. And NICTA is supposed to be the sole entity that is responsible for granting licenses for all kinds of radio transmissions in country. And somehow the Ombudsman Commission has got involved, which, as I said, is highly unusual. And I guess the government is complicit because it hasn't gone to court to challenge the standing of the Ombudsman Commission to actually be taking on this matter.
So really, are you saying that Starlink should be allowed to operate in the country?
Well, it should be assessed by the competent authority, which is NICTA, and given a license. And I understand that they have applied to NICTA, and NICTA was potentially a few weeks away from granting it a license before the Ombudsman Commission intervened. And that's why the whole country is stuck, because the matter is still in court. The courts haven't given it any priority, as far as I understand, to progress the matter. So I guess it's just waiting for a court hearing date, and it's been waiting for, I guess, over 12 months now.
Well, look, at the beginning there, we were talking about the fact that, you know, the shutdown has caused distress for internet users across the country. But, you know, as it's a challenge, I would say it's more of a challenge for those who are in rural areas, right? Like, could you tell us maybe the extent of the problem there in PNG?
Well, look, in Papua New Guinea, most things don't work. Power is intermittent, even in Port Moresby. Water supplies are limited in Port Moresby. And, you know, that's kind of like a preview of the entire country. I mean, people in villages have better access to running water than people in the towns and cities. So almost everything doesn't work here. And So internet and telephone services are no different. I'll give you an example. I have a small business in my town of Wewak, and it's a small hotel business. We currently have, I think, four or five telephone providers. Now, at my small business, which is in a town, not a city, I have paid for all of the five services that are available. I've got telecom, fiber cable. I've got telecom internet. I've got digital internet. I've got B-Mobile internet. I've got Vodafone internet. Now, and then I've also got a satellite link on my roof. Now, that's how most businesses operate in Papua New Guinea. You pay for all of the service providers, and most of them don't work half the time because they all depend on a government cable. And if someone in government doesn't pay the monthly license fee, well, obviously the cable is switched off, and which happens quite often, regular, in fact. So you don't have, if you're going to run a business, you need, in the modern world, you need access to fast, reliable internet. So for starters, most businesses don't have that. Even if your redundancy is an independent satellite connection, also approved by government and costs a lot of money, you don't have access, say 50% of the time.
Yeah.
Now, go to a rural area, and of course they've got it even worse. So most of them, and these are like health service providers on remote islands or on up in the bush somewhere. Someone might be running a school, and so Starlink became the obvious solution because it's plug and play, and you can plug it into a solar panel. And so even while government, as I said, the application by Starlink was going through its assessment with the regulator, most Papua New Guineans who needed it and realized that it was going to be approved anyway, they all went out and bought it. There were some members of parliament even that went and bought these dishes for these satellite Starlink connections and installed them in remote places to provide services. So it's been a game changer for a lot of people because obviously it's got, you know, high latency, and it's available, you know, 99% of the time. It's better than anything we've got in Papua New Guinea at the moment, given our, you know, very difficult topography and terrain. And not only that, it's cheap. I mean, it costs us 3 to 5 million kina to install a tower with telecommunications equipment for mobile phone connections, which of course you use for internet as well. Now you can solve that problem by just having a small, I think it costs less than 2,000 kina. So essentially everyone can have access to the internet and to high speed communications and whatnot using Starlink. Yeah, that's the possibility staring at ordinary Papua New Guineans.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot to compete with, Governor. But look, we just appreciate your time coming through and sharing, of course, you know, the issues that are happening there in PNG. We do hope something does come through in regards to Starlink.
Oh, absolutely. I hope, you know, smart heads prevail. I mean, we're thinking like a tribal entity at the moment. And obviously, it's someone's vested interest versus the interests of the public at play.
Absolutely. But again, thank you again for joining us here on Pacific Beat.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. That is East Sepik Governor Alan Bird joining me here on Pacific Beat.